The moon hung over the desert of Klatch like a huge ball of rock. It wasn't much of a desert to be graced by so impressive a moon. It was just part of the belt of deserts growing progressively hotter and drier that surrounded the Great Neff and the dehydrated ocean. And no one would have thought much about it if people very like Mr. Cleet of the Musicians Guild hadn't come along and made maps and put across this part of the desert an innocent little dotted line that marked a border between Klatch and Hersheba. Up until that time, the Dregs, a collection of cheerfully warlike nomadic tribes, had roamed the desert quite freely. Now there was a line. They were some Klatchian Dregs and some Hershebian Dregs, with all the rights due to citizens of both states, particularly the right to pay just as much tax as could be squeezed out of them and be drafted in to fight wars against people they'd never heard of. So as a result of the dotted line, Klatch was now incipiently at war with Hersheba and the Dregs. Hersheba was at war with the Dregs and Klatch, and the Dregs were at war with everyone, including one another, and having considerable fun because the Dreg word for stranger was the same as for target. The fort was one of the legacies of the dotted line. Now it was a dark rectangle on the hot silver sands. From it came what could very accurately be called the strains of an accordion, since someone seemed to want to play a tune, but kept on running into difficulties after a few bars and starting again. Someone knocked on the door. After a while there was a scraping on the other side and a small hatch opened.
"Yes, Effendi?"
"Is this the Klatchian Foreign Legion?"
The face of the little man on the other side of the door went blank.
He said, "you got me there. Hang on a moment."
The hatch shut. There was a whispered discussion on the other side of the door. The hatch opened.
"Yes, it appears we are Klatchian Foreign Legion. Yes. What was it you were wanting?"
"I wish to join."
"Join. Join what?"
"The Klatchian Foreign Legion."
"Where's that?"
There was some more whispering.
Right. Sorry, yes. That is us."
The doors swung open. The visitor strode in. A legionary with corporal stripes on his arm walked up to him.
"You'll have to report to..."
His eyes glazed a little.
"You know, big man, three stripes, tip of my tongue a moment ago."
"Sergeant."
"Right," said the corporal with relief. "What's your name, soldier?" You don't have to say, actually. That's what
Klatchian Foreign Legion?
What it's all about. People join with your mind, you know, when you can't, things that happened,
forget.
Right.
The man's face went blank.
"Wait a minute, would you?"
He looked down at his sleeve.
"Corporal," he said.
He hesitated, looking worried. Then an idea struck him, and he pulled at the collar of his vest and twisted his neck until he could squint, with considerable difficulty, at the label thus revealed.
"Corporal Medium. Does that sound right?"
"I don't think so."
"Corporal Hand Wash Only?"
Probably not."
"Corporal Cotton?"
"It's a possibility."
Right. Welcome to the
Klatchian Foreign Legion."
Right. "The pay is $3 a week and all the sand you can eat. I hope you like sand."
"I see you can remember about sand."
"Believe me, you won't ever forget sand," said the corporal bitterly.
"I never do."
"What did you say your name was?"
The stranger remained silent.
"Not that it matters," said Corporal Cotton.
"The Klatchian Foreign Legion?"
Right. "We give you a new name. You start out afresh."
He beckoned to another man.
Legionary